Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now I'm just got back from baby. We've been rolling all night long.
Little Texas Blues bringing us back. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank. 17 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Fred Hochberg is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, all the way back to 1999 when he first joined me as a member of the Clinton administration's SBA. Now he's, and for a long time now, for I guess maybe 5-6 years, Fred, you've been the president and CEO of Export Import Bank.
6 years now, over 6 years.
Yeah, and doing a great job. And as of today, as of tonight at midnight, if something doesn't happen, I don't know. You tell us, Fred, if there's something, if there's some last minute stay from the governor or something. But as of tonight, Ex-Im Bank could cease to exist.
Well, no, as of tonight, we cease to operate. I mean, Congress went on recess last Friday.
So it's over.
Without passing any bill, without extending us. So tonight at midnight, we will stop working with companies, large and small, on supporting their exports.
Now, how many small business deals are hanging in the balance right now that will be hurt by this?
Well, you know.
You got any idea of that?
Last year, we worked directly with about 3,300 small businesses. But Jim, you and I know that a lot more that are in the supply chain. So, you know, sometimes when people talk about a large company, mm-hmm. whether it be a Boeing or a Caterpillar, there are thousands and thousands of companies that are in the supply chain. I visited a lot of them myself, where they make parts that go into those larger, and all of those companies will also be impacted.
Right. Well, and of course, you also help big companies.
We help large and small. We don't pick winners and losers.
I know,
people
but
people need us. They come and they make an application.
I know, but what I was going to say, those big companies, more and more over the last 30 years, Fred, as you know well, more and more, so much of what they produce originates in a small business.
That's correct. Exactly.
And so, even though the small company folks that might be your neighbor is not an exporter, indirectly he or she is.
That's right.
So what? All right. So the sun comes up tomorrow, Fred. The sun will come up tomorrow. You and I will still be alive, but God willing. But what will it look like? What will Pottertown look like, Fred?
Well, I mean, tomorrow morning we will obviously one will be operating, but all we can do as of tomorrow is collect on loans that are already outstanding. People owe us money.
Just clean up your business.
And we, for example, on Monday we approved two transactions in the power sector. Once they've approved, we can go forward and complete those. It's a little bit like if you got a contract.
You made a contract, so you've got to fulfill a contract.
We got to fulfill it. So if we've made a contract, we'll fulfill it. But anything new?
No new business.
We can't do.
How about the folks that work there? Are the folks that made a career?
We've got funding right through the end of the year. We're funded through the end of the fiscal year. We just don't have
September.
Any authority beyond that.
Yeah. So what do you think? Is this a fait accompli, or is it going to, get a call from the governor?
Well, it's got to be, this is all in the hands of Congress. Mitch McConnell, who is the majority leader in the Senate, has agreed that they will not, he's going to allow Ex-Im to come up for a vote in July.
Right.
So we're looking forward to that. Speaker Boehner had said if the Senate votes, he will make sure there's a vote in the House. So we're going to, and President Obama is working very hard at this. He mentioned it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now I'm going to rely on the...
Where are you stuck, though, Fred? I mean, like I said, it's kind of weird that the Republicans and Obama have aligned on and gotten through this trade agreement. And why can't they make the same thing happen with Ex-Im Bank? Where are you stuck? Who's against this?
Well, the key thing in our system is we got to get a vote. And we got to get a vote in the Senate, and we got to get a vote in the House. And the leadership controls the vote. So until we can get a vote, you can't move forward. You know, senators and congressmen can only vote on bills that are put up for a vote, and so we have not been able to really get a vote scheduled in the Senate or in the House. And that's under the control. So that's a
so you're saying who's been blocking the vote though?
Well, we have not gotten a vote
in the Senate. One senator can block a vote, can he?
Right, but it has to be put on the agenda first. It has to be put on the agenda first.
Ah.
And in the House, the chairman of the Financial Services Committee has indicated he is not interested in moving this forward and is not scheduled to vote.
But if the Senate does, Boehner says he'll make it happen.
If the Senate votes, Speaker Boehner has indicated that that they cannot just die on the vine. We've got to also get
right. Right. Well, you know, I don't know.
Reported 164,000 jobs.
Right.
164,000 jobs. Many, many, as we just talked about, in small businesses. And as of midnight tonight, we will stop supporting any new jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. So the U.S. Chamber's in favor of you, right?
U.S. Chamber's been in favor. Yeah. The National Association of Manufacturers, the Business Roundtable. We've gotten letters from over 30 governors.
Yep.
Like 160 mayors.
And when you throw in the small business advocate on top of that, I mean, I don't know how you could lose, right?
Exactly.
Hey, Fred, I got to take a quick break. XMBank.gov, right?
XMBank.gov.
Check it out.
XM.gov.
XM, EXIM.gov. When we come back, I'm going to ask Fred about this sunset thing. Because if we can sunset XM Bank, maybe we could sunset OSHA or IRS or EPA. How about that? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.